Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The season of Epiphany is about revelation. That means seeing. That means understanding. And the stories from the gospel that we get during this season are about the early days of the ministry of Jesus. And today we have the account of what happens when Jesus calls Peter to be his follower. Peter, the one who became the rock, the one upon whom the church was built, the leading disciple and apostle. Well, it began with a relationship. Jesus was looking for some place where he could speak to the crowds from that would be perhaps easier for them to hear, or where he could get a better sight line on the crowd. And so he stepped into a boat that belonged to Peter. And when he was done teaching, he came to Peter and he said, "Put out for a catch of fish." And Peter was disbelieving. "You got to be kidding. We've been fishing all night long and we haven't caught one thing." And he probably realizes that Jesus really isn't a fisherman anyway. In his heart, what do you know about this stuff anyway? But he takes Jesus at his word. They put out, cast their net where Jesus tells them to cast the net, and amazing things happen. The catch of fish is just unbelievable. In fact, so unbelievable that they can't bring the catch into one boat. They have to signal to the other boat, to Peter, James, and John, to come over and help them out. And finally, they're able to get it under control. One of the things that Peter soon realizes about Jesus is if you hang with this man, amazing things are going to happen. Now, isn't that the way it is in our lives? We want to hang out with people and be in relationship with people where amazing things happen, good things happen. And a relationship where we feel that we're able to make a difference, we're contributing to something. So Jesus was drawing them in on this particular, it was a catch of fish. But there were so many instances as they wandered later on in the ministry, the hills of Galilee and up to Jerusalem, the people were healed, the people who caught fire in this message about the kingdom of God. Good things happen. You want to hang out with people where good things are happening. Might be a chance for us to look at our own relationships, who we're related to. These are people that give us energy, that help us to use our gifts, make us feel that we're making a difference. So that's where it begins. But then Peter sees this enormous catch of fish and he gets overwhelmed, maybe amazed, maybe just upset, and he, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm not worthy." So one of the issues that Jesus worked through with Peter was this issue of worthiness. That Peter had the gifts, he had what it took. And that's the way it is in baptism for us. We are marked as children of God. We are worthy. God made each one of us unique, special, different, and we're meant to use our gifts and talents in the places and relationships and networks where God has placed us. We are worthy. So we mustn't hold back. We must use our gifts. We must step in. We must use those gifts. So the sense of worthiness, that helped build the relationship as well. And then the conversation goes on, and Jesus says, "You're going to be catching people." And Peter's full of fear about that. "I'm just a fisherman. What do I know about going out and proclaiming a message or leaving a message for other people away from my nets. Fear and uncertainty. So one of the things that Jesus built in those relationships, beginning with Peter, was a sense of trust. We all have doubts and fears about what's going to happen. What can I do this? Do I have the energy or the time? Will I be overwhelmed? Or sometimes we're just plain scared. And it's to trust that God will be present, that God's Spirit will work. And the trust gets built. And one of the wonderful things about building trust is, as the trust gets built, you're able to trust more. And so Jesus, as he continues this conversation with Peter, tells him that he's going to be catching people now. He's going to be witnessing. He's going to be leaning in. He's going to follow Jesus to places where he never thought he would go. And this whole process of relationship building with Peter is a process of transformation. Like our own walk with God, when we're part of regular patterns of worship or prayer or just trying to spend time to connect with God, the process itself begins to change us. And that's what happened to Peter, to James, to John, to so many others that followed Jesus. But where does the transformation take us? The transformation takes us from places like this, when we seek to get a vision of how God is present and what God calls us to do and what values are important, out into the world, to all those places, that ultimately it is about mission. It's about using those gifts and talents, leaning in to those places where God has put us. Now today we have a special mission opportunity. We're going to commission folks who are going to be going to Ecuador this week. That's one form of mission, an important one, to remember that the mission that we have in God's name is global, it's worldwide. And to be reminded that, yes, we're St. Mary's Church here in Goochland County, but we're part of a global Anglican network. There are 39 provinces in the Anglican Communion, and the Episcopal Church in the United States is only one of them. There are 39 other people, like our presiding bishop, in different places. And so to build the network, to build these relationships, what better way to bring peace and understanding to our world than reaching out and getting to know other people? And of course, one of the glorious things about mission trips is that for the missionaries, yes, we go with the intent of making a difference in that place where we're going, but it's what comes back to us. We see people who have very little means, don't have anywhere near the kind of independence or lifestyles that we enjoy, and yet they have this amazing faith. So we go forth to give something, but what we get back is 20 times more than what we give. But only a few people can go out into the mission field like that, to Ecuador, to other places. The real mission field for each of us is the way we live our lives every day. What we do in our community, what we do with our families, what we do at school, what we do in the workplace. That's the mission field. So on this fifth Sunday in the Epiphany season, this season of revelation, this season of seeing and understanding, what is that new thing that God wants each one of us to know? And what are the places this week where we can lean in a little more, seek to make a difference, reach out, trust, make the love and compassion of Jesus real in those other relationships? Jesus began in building relationships. He passed it on to Peter. And down through the ages, it's been passed to us. We're the ones who can make a difference. So let's go for it.